This faucet. Yesterday it was spattering and snorting. Today it's as good as ever. What happened?
Oh, good. Well, I had a man come in yesterday to overhaul the plumbing in the house.
Huh. Pretty slick. Who did it?
Oh, I don't remember his name. Fizzle, Swizzle, or something. Marge Clark recommended him. He's a friend of George Newman's brother.
Well, write his name in big letters in the phone book. I'm a firm believer in the old saying, you find a good plumber, never let him out of your sight.
Mister. I'm sorry, dear.
Mom, I thought that plumber fixed all the plumbing yesterday.
Oh, goody, a water fight.
Commissioner, this is a little game originated by Mommy called Never Hire a Plumber, Hire a Friend.
What the heck kind of ham-handed nincompoop did you get in here to do this?
He was a very nice man.
I don't care about his character. Was he a plumber?
I think so. He had a toolbox. He was very friendly, and Marge says that everyone adores him.
Oh, boy, there's a recommendation for a plumber if I ever heard one. He's adorable.
Has anyone brought in the paper?
Not yet, dear.
It's come about the door. The whole house is going apart. Guard arm!
Guard arm! Yes, dear. Now what, dear?
Not only is the plumbing got a pot, but the entire house is on fritz. Look at this door. Getting harder to open for weeks. Now it won't open at all.
But, dear, why don't you just go upstairs and change your clothes out? I'll have it fixed.
You're just Marge, no, an adorable carpenter.
Honey, would you do me a favor? Would you just get in a couple of competent, experienced men to put this place back together again?
Yes, dear. Of course, dear. Absolutely, dear. When would you like these men to appear, before or after breakfast, sir?
Where are you going with that?
Oh, there's no hot water in the kitchen. I have to get it up here.
Boy, I hope when you're married, you run your house with a little more efficiency than we have in this one.
Well, it wasn't Mother's fault that the faucet broke.
I didn't say it was. But you can't just pick up any good-natured galoot that comes along to repair things around the house. Plumbing is a highly specialized trade, but not to your mother. Oh, any character with a pair of overalls and a big smile is just fine. Do you have any idea how long it takes to learn to be a plumber or a carpenter?
No, Daddy. How long?
A long time. Wait a minute. You came all the way up here just for that?
Well, you turned off the hot water because of the broken faucet, remember?
We have a stove, right?
Right.
And the stove can heat water, right?
Right.
Would you convey that startling alternative to your mother?
Oh, yes, Daddy.
That thing is stuck.
Well, let's get it unstuck before your father comes down here.
Well, let's try lifting up on it. That usually works.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Oh, you better hurry. He'll be down here in about 10 seconds, and he is really on the lecture circuit.
We're trying.
Jeff, go around to the front door and push while I pull.
All right.
Oh, it's just the dampness in the air, Mother. The door always sticks when it's damp.
Would you like to tell your father he'll have to use the back door until the rainy season is over? Mother, why didn't we heat this on the stove?
Who asked that question?
No, don't tell me. I know. Oh, it's practically cold now.
Okay, Mom. Now, you pull and I'll push. Ready?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here you go. One, two, three.
I'm sorry, dear. I'll get an expert man in this afternoon to fix everything. I promise.
All right, now you kids get up on this plank. Come on, hold it down while I saw. Okay? Hey, here we go. A seesaw, who's your ma? Saucy, I'm a flea.
Charlie, that's not the way to saw.
What's the matter? I do something wrong?
You got the saw upside down.
Must be a cheap saw. Only has teeth on one side. That reminds me, did I ever tell you about the sawtail snagglehopper?
What's a sawtail snagglehopper?
You never saw a sawtail snagglehopper?
What is it?
Why, it's a great big animal with a saw for a tail that hops around the forest eating snaggles. You take a full-grown snagglehopper, when he's hungry, he'll eat 10 or 20 snaggles in one day.
What's a snaggle?
And for dessert, he'll follow it up with a big boom whiffle.
Johnny, you're kidding.
Well, I bet you kids have never even tasted a boom whiffle.
I bet you didn't either, Charlie.
Well, let me tell you, young fellow, I better get on with my work here. Howdy, Mr. Sims.
Children bothering you, Mr. Brubaker?
No, not at all. You kids quit laughing and fooling around. You're going to get me fired.
Charlie, when you finish here, you come to our house. We got a lot of stuff you can do.
Okay, I'll do that. Stuff is my specialty. Stuff and things and doohickeys are what I work mostly on. Of course, I'm pretty good at Magooslums and Gilhoolies and Fly Dodgers.
There's the ice cream truck. Time for me to go. Bye, Charlie!
Bye, Charlie!
What do you want?
What do you got?
Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, orange, lemon, and lime. Butterscotch and pineapple sundaes, raspberry and tutti frutti on a stick.
What was the middle one?
Vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, orange, lemon and lime. Butterscotch and pineapple sundaes, raspberry and tutti frutti on a stick. Now what did you have?
Nothing. We just wondered what you had.
Kids.
Can I ride home with you, Mr. Fletcher?
Okay, get in.
But next week won't do me any good. I need someone out here today. Yes, I know it's Saturday, but your ad says 24-hour service. I see, Monday through Friday. Well, thanks a lot. You've been a big help.
Did you find a fix-it man?
Honey, I found lots of fix-it men, but none of them will come out to our house today.
Mom, we're going to have to do something with that front door. You know, the only time it opens is when you don't expect it to. I got in it twice, right in the head. Hey, that's a beautiful little trumpet you have there, lady. You going to join the pipe fitters band?
Oh, yes. We're going to play Ode to a Stopped Up Wash Basin.
Mom, why don't we go live in a nice, quiet hotel and deed this house to the termites?
Isn't that funny?
Tricia, honey, there are some days when it doesn't even pay to get up in the morning.
Are you worried because we can't find the fix-it man? I know a real good one. He can fix anything.
Anybody I know?
You know Mr. Charlie.
Charlie who?
Is that his last name?
No, dear. What is his last name?
I didn't think it was who.
Trisha, dear.
I think it's something like Rutabaga.
It's Brubaker.
Hey, there he is. That's Charlie.
Howdy, Mrs. Stone. I'm delighted to make your acquaintance.
How do you do?
Come on in, Charlie.
All right, if I come in, Mrs. Stone?
Of course, come in.
I finished that job up the street. Preacher tells me that you've got a few little doohickeys down here that sort of out of kilter.
But we are having some trouble. Are you a plumber?
Oh, sure. Plumber, carpenter, bricklayer, roofer, hoofer. Uh,
I'm just like a clown for the kids. Now, what can I do for you, Mr. Stone? A mud pipes, a pussy faucet, a creaky floors and doors, a cracks in the plaster, your shingles out of shakes? A shake is a big fat shingle, closer related to a dingle or a crisp pingle. Dingle, dingle, dingle. I love to see him laugh.
Well, we have some work here. If you think you can do it.
Oh, I can do it, all right. What seems to be your trouble?
Well, what we really need is an expert plumber.
Oh, that's me. I'm a whiz on elbows, plumbers, pipes, and all that.
Well, we also need an expert carpenter.
Well, that's me, too. I can saw plain square, trim, fit, form, level, and bevel. No job too big, no job too small.
He's good, real good.
Well, all right, then.
All right, all right. What would you like me to do first?
Well, you can start with the wash basin in the upstairs bathroom.
The drain's clogged, right?
Oh, how did you know?
Oh, I just have a feeling, you know, ESP. Come on, Swisher. A plumber we will go, a plumber we will go, the water and the lee, and on the plumbing we will go. Oh! A man is only as good as his tools. Mom, what happened out in our driveway?
What do you mean, what happened?
Well, there's a big pile of junk out there. I think maybe it's a car.
Oh, that's probably Mr. Brubaker's.
No, no, this couldn't belong to anybody. Come here, you gotta see this. Come on.
Really?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This couldn't have been driven here. You know, there's a law about what you can put on city streets.
Charles Brubaker, odd jobs.
You'll never see an odder job than that one. Where is he?
He's inside.
Working?
Yes.
Donna.
Oh, hi, Gloria.
Is he here?
Who?
Charlie Brubaker.
Yes, he's...
I saw his truck in the driveway, and I'd hoped I'd catch you before you hired him.
Is something wrong?
Well, doesn't that give you a hint? Donnie's totally irresponsible. He'll sing and dance and play all day with the children, but work? I finally had to hire a guy to come and finish the garage door. Look, I've got to run, but I just thought I'd warn you.
Thanks, Gloria. That's me. Mother? Mother, there's a man up here. He has my shower cap on and he's playing Swanee River on the radiator.
That wash basin drain up there is really fine. Plugged up tight. Won't leak a drop. But I'll get the snake out of the old truck.
Mr. Brubaker, that'll be all for now. If you'll just tell me how much I owe you.
And leave a job unfinished? No.
That's all right. We've enjoyed having you. You've been perfectly delightful. But I just have a feeling that we should have a specialist.
Maybe I'm not the world's best plumber. But have you got any carpenter work now?
Well, the front door sticks a little. It's probably something very simple.
Oh, sure, the front door. I'll fix it in a jiffy. Why, sure, the front door is the front door's not out that way. Where's the front door? Well, this was a God's front door. Here we come.
Ow!
There you are again. You know, you're a little peach. One of these days, she's going to be real pretty. I'll fix that front door right now.
Mother.
Didn't even see it.
Mother, isn't it enough that he has practically destroyed my bathroom? I mean, nobody will ever be able to put it back together again, ever. Honey, I couldn't be rude to him.
Yeah, well, you gotta do something. I mean, at least my bathroom doesn't show with the front door. If he goes to work on that...
Mrs. Stone, will you give me a hand here?
You see? Well, the front of the house is coming off, I know it.
Oh, Mr. Brubaker, what are you trying to do?
I'm gonna take her out of the front porch, but I can't turn out. Will you steer me out?
Mr. Brubaker, just put the door down.
Please be careful. No, I can handle it.
Yes, that'll be fine. A little bit to the right. Oh, that's fine.
All right, I can get it. Which way now?
A little more this way.
This way?
Mr. Brubaker, are you all right? Why, Mr. Brubaker, are you hurt?
I'm fine.
Close the door. Close the door.
Not a scratch. On me or the door. Well, that's why they call me Lucky Charlie. I'll get a couple of sawhorses out of the truck and we'll pop her up.
No, we got the door unstuck. That's all we really wanted.
Mother, you've got to do something. If Daddy comes home and buys this...
Honey, I'm trying.
Well, why did you hire him?
I don't know. Patricia brought him here. Well, he means well.
I want to be there when you tell that to Daddy.
You know what? I'll get my electric power saw. We'll nip them up at one end. You get me an extension for the saw, and I'll get another horse.
There's no reason to...
Hey, he's got horses. I told you we are having fun over here. Why, horses!
Please, disperse. He's gone to get some sawhorses.
Hey, there's all my little finny gleepers. How's the coyote go? I'll go like a sick grasshopper. You kids stay down there because I'm going to be running my snarl saw up here. Yeah. That's what we need. Power. Power to make the spaceman go. Boom, 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 boom.
Mr. Brubaker, why don't you just go off and play with the children?
Play? I haven't got time to play. I gotta fix that door. I found it. My old snarl saw. I'll have that door picked up in a flick of a gnat whisker.
Mr. Brubaker, I really have to read that.
Nothing like a snarl saw to fix any kind of a trimming job.
Really, I wish you'd listen to me for just a...
I remember one time I had a barn door was 20 feet high and 12 feet wide when it was stuck together like two slabs of fly paper. I put my old snarl saw to work and... just like a snarling saw. It ain't right through that old door and then after I had the door fixed, and he cut around...
You cut a hole in our porch. Are you all right?
I don't know how I do these things.
Wait till Daddy sees a hole. Will he laugh?
Don't you even mention it.
Now stand back, stand back. Now you all know what I've got, so I'm not going to tell you all the flavors.
We don't want any ice cream. We just came to tell you about Mr. Charlie. He fell to the porch. There's a big hole like this. Yeah! Yeah!
Well, you finally did it, eh, Charlie?
I'll never trust that old snarl saw again. It cut the floor right out from under me.
There's nothing wrong with the saw. Only the goof is trying to handle it. Would you mind telling me, what are you trying to do here?
Well, the front door was sticking, and I thought I'd saw off a little bit of it.
That's no job for a saw. You gotta have a block plane for this. Just trim off an eighth of an inch along this door. Square it off and sand it smooth.
Can you use tools?
Can I use tools? Can a fish swim? Can a dog bark? Why, I know more about carpentry and machines than he ever will.
So, if you want to have red hair, you have to brush your hair with a brush made out of boot wild whiskers. A boot wild whisker brush and eagle soup every morning. Why, you eat enough of that eagle soup, and you can fly. Go, 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 go! Around and round the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey fell on the front, pop was a popsicle.
Look at him over there. He's crazy about kids, but he doesn't know the difference between a hammer and a handsaw.
Would you get that, please, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Fletcher, I'm in a terrible predicament.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, it's worse than it looks. You see, I have to get this house put back together again before my husband comes home from work.
Yes, well, I know your problem, Mrs. Stone. I see it every day. That Pied Piper over there, why, he's jimmied up half the houses in this town. I'd like to help you, Mrs. Stone, but I've got my own problems. I've got a truck full of tutti frutti out there and 20 more streets to cover, all loaded with kids.
Well, Mr. Fletcher, what you probably need is a little break. And the things to be done here wouldn't take long. Not with your ability.
No. No, I won't even chance it. Once I start with tools, I'm hooked. I just can't quit.
Mother, that was Daddy. He'll be home in an hour.
Mr. Fletcher, there really isn't very much to do. I mean, all you'd have to do is fix the little hole in the porch, put the banister back, and put the door back on, and a few plumbing odds and ends, that's all. Oh, Mr. Fletcher, you're not going to leave me in this dreadful predicament, are you?
Why don't you let your husband do it?
Oh, well, my husband has no understanding of such complex things as putting boards together and fixing faucets and pipes. I mean, after all, he's just a doctor.
Oh.
A pediatrician.
Oh.
A baby doctor.
Oh.
The very thought of a wrench or a pipe or a saw, he turns pale. Yes. You don't know how lucky you are to be so gifted, to be born with such skilled hands and such a marvelous mind, capable of grasping instantly the solution to any mechanical problem.
Well, I do have a knack for that sort of thing.
Yes, you do. Oh, and furthermore, Mr. Fletcher, you have a heart.
Oh? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can tell you, you have an understanding of this terrible, helpless feeling that we unmechanical people have in a situation like this. I mean, it's so hopeless. It's frightening.
Oh, it can be.
So, Mr. Fletcher, you're not going to desert me, are you? I mean, you will take just a little time and put my house together again for me. Won't you, Mr. Fletcher? Please?
No. No, I'm going to resist temptation. I made my bed of ice cream and I got to lie in it.
Mr. Fletcher! Mr. Fletcher!
Door works perfectly.
Yes, it does, and here's the man to thank.
Well, I've got everything fixed up for you, Doc.
Thank you. But aren't you the fellow that runs the ice cream?
That's him.
Well, who's that?
Now, you've all had your ice cream, so I want to hear you sing. Okay, Finny Gleepers? All right, Glee Club. Now, here's the tone. Ready?
That's Charlie Brubaker, who was the unhandiest handyman you ever saw. Well, he was miserable, so I was on the truck, but I hate kids, so I was miserable. So like a thunderbolt, Mrs. Stone gets an idea, and, well, she sure is persuasive, so...
Donna, what did you do?
Fixed everything, sir.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.